And today we're going to be talking about the GI Bill, a new tuition bill, with Sergeant Marine Lance Zoll. He enlisted on September 11th, and he's just graduated from the College of William & Mary. He's joining us on the phone. Welcome.
Good morning, Amy. How are you?
So some pretty important history is being made this morning. This is the first time that the GI Bill covers tuition 100%. I understand that you waited to take advantage of it. Can you discuss that?
Yes. I started attending the College of William & Mary in 2007 under the Chapter 30 GI Bill. Under that GI Bill, it provides roughly $1,250 per month for 4 months for each semester. So it comes to roughly $5,000. And when you crunch the numbers, it doesn't even cover the entire cost of going to college. It doesn't cover all the tuition, and when you add books and the cost of living and supplies, you find that often veterans under the Chapter 3 GI Bill have to choose between a quality education and graduating with debt. However, when I heard of the Chapter 33 GI Bill and what it would provide, I decided to stop receiving the Chapter 30 GI Bill in favor of the Chapter 33 GI Bill. So essentially what I did was save the number of months that I could use the GI Bill. So I stopped receiving Chapter 30, and I elected to save those months for Chapter 33, in which there was more than 100% return on that investment, which worked for me because I was planning on going to law school, and it just it made more sense for someone like me who does want to continue after I get my bachelor's degree.
This sounds like a real boon. With the military saying that they need an additional 21,000 troops to be fighting on these, you know, different fronts, do you think that this will entice people to sign up? Is this a good incentive?
I think this is an excellent incentive. This is a great incentive not only for young men and women to join the armed forces and serve during a very demanding time, where you often find that people are deployed for years at a time in one enlistment. Some people are on their fifth tours in Iraq now. I think that you'll find that this is a great incentive, but it's also a great incentive for veterans to get an education and provide them with a vehicle where they no longer have to choose between attending a quality education and graduating with debt.
Well, I'd like to bring in here Glenn Altshuler. He's a professor of American Studies at Cornell University and author of The GI Bill, The New Deal for Veterans. Good morning.
Good morning, Amy.
Thanks for joining us. I wanted to provide a larger context for this GI Bill. This was historic when it was first enacted, and we know that we have tried to reward and support our troops following, you know, every major American conflict from the Civil War on. Can you explain this?
Well, there have been a number of GI bills. The most generous in its provisions, far more generous than this GI bill, was the GI Bill of 1944 for World War II veterans. And that one paid full tuition up to $500, which covered tuition at any institution in the United States. The current GI Bill pays the most expensive public tuition, tuition at a public institution at the state in which the veteran resides. So it's not quite as generous as the GI Bill for World War II, but much more generous, as we've just heard, than the GI Bills for Korean, Vietnam, and First Gulf War veterans.
And you say that the GI Bill really had sweeping implications for American culture, from suburbanization, home ownership, social mobility. What do you expect out of this GI Bill?
There are 1.8 million veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan who are eligible. We don't know how many will take advantage of this GI Bill, which is limited only to higher education. The World War II GI Bill had, as you say, home loans, unemployment insurance, and so on.
Professor, it does appear that the benefit can be transferred within a family. And that was something that I read yesterday, which does mean that this benefit could possibly work its way through the culture in a way very different from the GI Bill.
The benefit in this GI Bill can transfer for a serviceman who's had 6 years in and will re-up for another 4 years. That individual can transfer the higher education benefit to a spouse or child.
Huh.
At the moment, we've had about 17,000 requests for that transfer. About 5,000 or 6,000 have been approved. So the numbers are not huge. They'll be extraordinarily significant for the individuals. They certainly will not have the societal impact of the first GI Bill of 1944, where there were 16 million soldiers, 2.2 million of whom went to college on the GI Bill.
Those are big numbers.
Interesting. I mean, undoubtedly,
those are huge numbers.
Undoubtedly, it'll have a huge impact. I want to thank both of you gentlemen for joining us. We are joined by Lance Zoll, Sergeant in the Marine Corps, who enlisted on September 11th, and Glenn Altshuler, Professor of American Studies at Cornell and author of The GI Bill, The New Deal for Veterans. Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, a lot of history there, but also it seems as though Sergeant Zoll didn't have a terribly difficult time switching over from Chapter 33 to Chapter 33.
It did seem like a smooth transition.
Yeah, which is odd for the U.S. government, that's for sure. Are mad moms an economic indicator in the United States? Stay with us to find out.